Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, each and every one of you. And for those of you in the U.S., happy Memorial Day. And I just want to say thank you and to show gratitude to all our men and women in the service who have dedicated their lives, and some of them put their lives at risk so that we can experience a life of freedom. So I honor and thank each and every one of you. And if you have not yet done so, I want you to text, tweet, or even take a few minutes and call your friends up and tell them that they need to join us, because we are getting ready to delve into a conversation about living a truly amazing life. So just make sure you encourage your friends to stop on by.
Welcome to a New Day radio show.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, I want to encourage you to join in the dialogue in a few minutes. My honored guest, Mr. Aaron Kennard, is hanging out in the virtual green room with me, and I'll be bringing him on live. Aaron is a best-selling author. He is also the creator of the 12 Pillars of a Truly Amazing Life Framework. And there, he has an amazing story, which you will be hearing later on. So I want to encourage you, get your beverage of choice, hopefully a healthy one, and just sit back and relax and get ready to be empowered. I want to thank whoever is on the phone. I'll get to you in a minute. And the chat room is open to join the conversation at any time. You do not need to wait until the end to call in with your comments, remarks. And if you're someone who have worked with Aaron, I want you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And if you have not yet done so, I encourage you to check me out on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, on Facebook, also at Dynamic Daphne, on LinkedIn, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. I want you to check out Daphne Clark Hudson. So without any further delay, I want to welcome my honored guest, Mr. Aaron Kennard. Aaron, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me, Daphne. Appreciate it. It's great to be here with you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for taking time out on this Labor Day weekend to really invest in what I am doing and to invest in my listeners and supporters. I do not take that lightly because this is a holiday weekend, and for you to carve out this time, I want to thank you so much. So
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let us go into having you. This is your first time on this platform. So why don't you take some time and tell the listeners who Aaron Kennard is. You know, where you were born and raised and all of that good stuff. The early beginnings of your life, please.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm Aaron Kennard. I was born and raised in the Salt Lake City, Utah area, and lived there until I was young and married at about 24, at which time I moved out to Colorado. Now I lived in Boulder, Colorado ever since then for the last 8 or 9 years. So
wonderful.
I'm in my mid-30s now, and I have a beautiful wife and 4 young children between the ages of 2 and 10. So I've got 3 young girls and a boy who's 10 years old. And so that's basically me. I came from working in sales and then in real estate, real estate investing business where we set, buy and sell houses and then kind of up to the current point. So that's a little background on me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I those who have been my supporter for a long time, you oftentimes hear me make reference that how the universe works. You all remember that last November I was blessed to be at the Awesomeness Fest event in the Dominican Republic. And to my surprise, Aaron was also there. However, we did not connect there and we did not speak. But I think the universe knew we needed to connect, and Aaron reached out to me, and I was blessed to spend time with him, I think, 2 weeks ago on his podcast. So you never know what the universe has in store for you, and I encourage you that when the universe lines something up for you, I want you to be obedient and just follow through. So it's amazing that, you know, there were so many people there and we did not get to talk. But I'm excited, Aaron, that you have reached out to connect with me, because I feel so strong that we'll be doing a lot of things in the future.
Yeah, of course, and I feel the same way.
Yeah, I know I heard you just mention about how you started off. You were in real estate investment, and you did sales and everything like that. But however, right now you are like at 150 paradigms shift, and I know you had what most people would have referred to as a devastated awakening pertaining to your health.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to share that with the listeners?
Yeah, sure. You want me to share kind of what led up to that, the story that kind of led me into what I wanted
to share that experience you had with your health, because I know what you're doing now stemmed from that serious illness you had. Yes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it
kind of does. I want you to tell them about the health scare you had.
Yeah, okay. Well, when I was in 2012, I had just had my fourth child. My wife just delivered our fourth child, a little baby girl, in July 28th of 2012. And prior to this time, right up leading up to this, over the previous 6 months, I had this epiphany, awakening, like 6 months before this happened, to where life became truly amazing to me, and I really connected with how I am in control of my thoughts and my life. And so my life was on this really high of like cloud nine of high. I was just happier than I had ever been, and I was feeling really empowered and motivated. And it's what led to me to starting this business of teaching people how to live a truly amazing life. And then on July 28th of 2012, we had our daughter, and it was an amazing day. And the very next day after that happened, well, she was born breech at home, and it was kind of an intense day, but everything turned out really well. It was a surprise situation. Anyway, it was an intense day, but it turned out perfectly. And the very next day, all of a sudden, I started feeling this pain in my backside, like I just really in sharp pain in my bowels area. And and then quickly that escalated over the course of that week to where I was like laying down in bed. I couldn't move, and it was kind of like overtaking me with pain. So this happened like directly the day after my daughter was born, and it turned into this 4 month, 5 month saga of me basically my body deteriorating from that day really, really fast, and me experiencing excruciating pain on a daily basis and just becoming completely debilitated basically over the course of this period of time. So how much detail do you want me to share? Do you want me to kind of share that whole experience, the whole story?
I want you to share as much as you are comfortable with, because here you are. You are getting ready to train people to live an amazing life. You yourself, you are in the midst of living this amazing life. Yet, like oftentimes they have a thing, they say in Jamaica, like all of a sudden there was a monkey wrench that was put in it that could possibly halt what you were called to do.
Yes.
But you knew, like you know your name, that your body had the power to heal. So you had to stay true to that which was authentically your truth. So, you know, how did you get out of that? There you are. Your wife just had baby. You're not in a mood to celebrate because of what's going on with all the pain and agony. So not only are you frightened, your beautiful wife is frightened too, and I'm sure the rest of the family was frightened too. So I want you to share with the people what happened. How comes you are here today, healthy, and still teaching that? I want you to bring them through, because people, when they hear the word miracle, they need to be able to define their own miracles in their lives when it comes.
Yes. Yeah, I appreciate that. So the basic, I'll go through a little more detail. The basic message that I had come to believe is that everything is conspiring for my benefit and for our benefit. And I truly believed that. And so when this pain started happening, I was teaching that. I was blogging about that, and I was creating products to try to help people retrain their thought habits in that way. And so when this pain started overtaking me, I thought, okay, I know this is happening for my benefit. But but that belief was tested in the most severe like furnace of affliction that I could possibly imagine up to that point, to where I didn't know. So, I mean, it escalated so intensely in pain, and watching my wife suffer, the just fear of watching me. I mean, I went from 178 pounds and perfectly healthy, 6'2", to 128 pounds. My body was withering away. My son became emotionally distressed. He's only 8 years old, and he was becoming really depressed and distressed, and we had to pull him out of school, and I was basically incapacitated I couldn't even hold my newborn daughter. I couldn't do anything. I had lost all my strength. I was basically in bed all day long, dealing with, like, up all night long with these crazy intense, like, just constant bowel pain all the time. Mm. Going to doctors and getting rushed off to the emergency room in the middle of the night one night as my wife was there on her knees pleading that I wouldn't die because my bowel was literally exploding inside. And it was just the most intense, crazy kind of circumstance to be. But throughout that process, what happened was is every single day as I was going through that pain and this suffering and this intense trial, I had created this poster, which I call the Truly Amazing Life poster now. It's like it contains these 12 pillars. I was looking up at this on the wall, and this poster says, this is a truly amazing life, and it has these 11 different points that describe to me why my life is truly amazing and how I need to live in order to keep it that way. It was like this poster that I made as a reminder to myself back before I got sick. I felt kind of in the spring, I had felt that I really needed, I felt really deeply in my heart that I needed to create myself some kind of reminder in the event that I forgot some of these things, because like life had become so clear to me. And so it came out in this poster. But now when I was sick, I was looking at this poster and thinking, this is a truly amazing life, yet I'm dying. My family's health, like my whole health and my family situation is crumbling in front of my eyes. This is a truly amazing life, and everything is conspiring for my benefit. It was really, really hard to see that some days in those moments. And I literally felt like ripping the poster in half and trashing my mission and my vision to really help people because I felt kind of like a fraud sometimes. Like, how can I live these truths when I'm just suffering and I can't see?
You're suffering, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was in so much pain. But then what would happen is those thoughts would only be momentary, and I would just know. I'd have this flash of this, like, no, it's true. That poster, every single thing on that poster is true. And what that thought did, it would bring me back. And I would remember in that moment of pain, I'd be like, no, this is conspiring for my good.
That's true.
I know without a doubt that this is conspiring for my good. And then that would lead me to these moments of, like, ecstatic joy. Literally, I was in severe, excruciating pain, and at the same time feeling this peace and this love and this, like, joy pouring into my soul, where I'd be like, I'd be screaming in pain at one moment, and the next moment being like, thank
full of
you.
Joy and happiness.
Yeah,
wow.
I would have moments of overwhelmed with joy and peace because I knew in my soul, I knew that this thing was, I knew that literally the worse it became, the harder it was, that to me meant
the closer you were to your breakthrough.
I just knew and I believed in my heart and I felt it super strongly that the harder things get, the harder things I was called to pass through or given in my life to go through only meant that
what
I was that much stronger and capable.
The darkest time at night is just before daybreak, you know?
Yeah.
I want you to stick a pin. I have a caller on the line. I want to go to this caller. So just take a mark where you are, get a sip of water, moisten your throat, and I'll be right back. Okay. Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 1111. Would you state your name and where you're calling from? Hello. Is this a Skype caller? Your numbers are 1111111. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Okay, well, maybe they are just listening. I guess you can touch 4 if you want to speak, and I will keep checking in with you momentarily. All right, if you are just joining, my honored guest is Mr. Aaron Kennard, and we are speaking about living a truly amazing life. And, for those of you who have been listening since the conversation start, I know you can right by now realize that living an amazing, a truly amazing life is by choice. Okay? So back to you, Aaron. I'll go back to that caller. Sometimes they mute themselves and they cannot get back on, but I keep checking them. It's a Skype call, so I'll keep checking them back. So, yes, okay. Here you are. You're focusing on the poster you had created, and you have this message, but inside you're having this turmoil as if you are a fraud. So what got you over that hump? I mean, when everything began to fall apart, what made you stay true to what you knew inside of you? What made you stay true to living a truly amazing life?
Well, a lot of it had to do with the fact that I was looking at this thing that I knew so strongly before. And so this reminder of having this poster on the wall was a huge help in just like, it was written, it was firm, it was there. Like when you have something, write it, written down in front of you that you mm-hmm. had kind of received a witness of before from experience in your life, it makes mm-hmm. it really solid, something for me to hold on to rather than just my mm-hmm. thought, you know, because when you're flailing and struggling in the water, like you're drowning or something, having something mm-hmm. firm to hold on to really,
that's
can
right.
really be
that's right.
It. So, it was,
holding on to a straw is not going to get you. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
mm-hmm.
there was a reason why I created that poster, why my heart
yes.
felt so drawn to creating that
mm-hmm.
was for almost for my own protection later, like for my own sake to keep me true, you know, later
mm-hmm.
to these things. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
that was one. But otherwise, it was just listening. It was just listening to my heart in those moments is testing that belief. It was going to God and like saying, you know, this, I believe that this is happening for my good. So how? Show me how this is, rather than questioning why is this happening to me. I never once asked that. I never said,
exactly.
Oh, for me, why is this thing happening to me? No, I said, thank you. I looked at the thing and I said, this
and
is hard.
This.
But thank you for this. I know somehow this must be for my good, my ultimate good, and I'm going to keep
beautiful.
Trusting in that. And when I did, that would bring me out of these despairing thoughts, and then I would write when I had the occasion to. When I wasn't in a super amount of pain, I would try to write
mm-hmm.
in my journal
mm-hmm.
and document what I'm feeling and things. And that those two things are kind of what pulled me through that. But it was just holding on to this belief firmly
mm-hmm.
and not ever up on the belief that of this knowledge that everything that's happening for me is my good, is for my good, and no matter what,
mm-hmm.
that's what allowed me to find joy and gratitude in these moments of pain, despite that. So, yeah, that's
Aaron,
what it is. But, yeah.
You just made me so proud, because normally I have to be beating up guys over their heads to journal because I say, that's a girl stuff. So you just made me so proud when you mentioned about your journal. So.
My journal is my favorite thing. I mean,
oh,
really,
yeah.
For me, like, I've been journaling ever since I was 14 years old, almost every
beautiful.
Single day. And,
beautiful.
And it's been one of the most valuable habits that I think I have because it
beautiful.
Connects me with myself. It keeps me in touch with what's going on in my head, and it allows me to clear out the thoughts and allows me to get to know
yes.
myself better. And it's
yes.
just such a valuable thing.
It is. It is such an amazing practice because for me, when I journal, it's like I am pouring out of a container and making room for more. So
exactly.
it opens up a lot of creative space.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
you don't have to hold things in there because when a jar is full, it's full. But if you pour some out, you're always making room for more.
Yeah, I like that enough.
Yeah. When you were hit with this dilemma, what was your spiritual health like? Were you a believer? How
yeah.
are you spiritually?
Yeah, and I think that was probably a huge factor in the reason why I was able to keep believing that is because I've always believed in God since I was a young
mm-hmm.
child. I've had many experiences, just really, really amazing experiences with God and with the Spirit throughout my life that have shown me in no uncertain terms that God loves me and that I am deeply loved. And so I've always had that as a base throughout my life, just to
beautiful.
Go back on. And so going into this scenario, I deeply trusted
mm-hmm.
that I'm being mm-hmm. led and guided, and that I'm in the palm of my Creator's hand, and that He is choosing
right.
to do with me as He pleases, and that I'm going to happen. Yeah,
it's like a piece of clay, and you are being molded, and you know. You mold, but when you put the pottery on the spinning wheel, it really spins to get its shape. And our lives are no different, you know. Aaron, do you feel personally if you weren't experiencing that caliber of spiritual well-being, would you have found the stamina to be here today having this conversation?
Maybe not. It could have been a totally different thing. I mean, I attribute my ability to find healing and my
mm-hmm.
body to heal and a lot of things to that faith in a higher
mm-hmm.
power, to that
yes.
faith and that will, the commitment to
mm-hmm.
be true to a higher perspective rather than getting
mm-hmm.
into a negative, low
right.
thinking. You know?
Right.
Because what happened was is, because I was stayed true to that, I ended up having all these experiences with euphoric joy, even in the pain. And then
mm-hmm.
it led me to stay open to alternative solutions, because what happened was I was rushed off to the hospital and I had to get
mm-hmm.
a surgery. I would have died on October 27th. I would have died because my colon ruptured in like six places. And if I hadn't gotten a surgery that day, I wouldn't have lived. It was just... body would have been toxic, but luckily I was able to get a surgery and they removed most of my colon.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
mm-hmm.
but then I didn't heal. I was in the hospital for like nearly a month after that, and I wasn't healing.
Mm-hmm.
I was in lots of so massive pain. Finally,
mm-hmm.
I was able to go home from the hospital. I was in a hospital bed at home with an IV nutrition in my arm for like 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 130 pounds. My body wasn't recovering, and I was dealing with depressed thoughts and lots of challenge. And this is when the emotional trauma was the highest for my family, because
mm-hmm.
it had escalated 3 or 4 months. And
yeah,
my son,
because they are looking at you and you're disappearing, you know?
Yeah, it was really, really intense and scary and difficult. But throughout that process, I just never doubted the fact that this was happening for my good. And I didn't know if I was going to live. I didn't know what was going to happen. But I knew that it was for my good and my family's best good.
Good.
The
yes.
answer, somehow this was happening because God loved us and not because
exactly.
He hated us.
Exactly.
And it's hard to explain that in the moment, why that's
mm-hmm.
the case. It's really hard to even, there's no way to see that in those moments. All you have to go on is complete trust and faith and say, I don't know how that's possible, but I do believe it's possible.
It is. That's right.
And what that led me to was then I ended up being led to this natural doctor who told me exactly what to eat and what not to eat. He told me exactly opposite of everything all the medical doctors told me. And
mm-hmm.
and when I followed what he told me, within 2 days, all of my pain went away. Within 6 weeks,
wow.
I had gained all of my weight back. I no longer have any drugs, any medication. It was a total miracle of finding him. But the fact that I was like open and seeking for that was largely
mm-hmm.
due to the fact that I had kept myself positive and kept myself believing
yes.
that this was for my best good, and believing and truly knowing that God had a plan for me to be able to share and lift other people, and that you know, I just believed that this was for a bigger purpose, and that somehow He was going to show that I was going to be led to healing and all
exactly.
of that. And so anyway,
exactly.
I was, and I healed, and it was like this miraculous healing over 6 weeks, and then my family all healed. Like my son's emotional, intense emotional depression and stuff with my 8-year-old precious son, he was able to come out of that and to heal and to recover, and our family was like reunited in this peace. And I remember on Christmas Day of 2012 just being overcome with peace and joy as our family gathered in peace and happiness around. Like the Christmas tradition, and everybody was there and okay, and everybody was happy, and it was like, it was just this it was this choice blessing of peace at that point. But it was a wild roller coaster ride of those over those
yes,
6 months
yes.
of getting us there.
But yeah, but it's like I just mentioned about doing pottery and putting on the spinning wheel, and you know, I strongly feel had you not gone through what you went through, you would not be doing so boldly and effectively that which you are doing right now.
Absolutely
because
not.
That has so prepared you for the journey that you are on now.
Exactly.
You mentioned about the 12 pillars. Would you like to expand on those a little? I mean, you want to share some,
yeah.
as many as you want to share with the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, anybody that's listening can go to trulyamazinglife.com and see and click on poster, and they can get this poster that shows what these 12 pillars are. So that's just so they know. But I'll just tell briefly to kind of, like, lead up to that. After I was healed, I felt really compelled to write that story because I knew that I was given that. Just like you said, I knew that I was given that intense trial to basically prove in my own life that this statement that everything is conspiring for your benefit is absolutely a transformational thing to believe, because I went through and tested it through this most severe circumstance, and it proved to come through with flying colors. And so that's the main pillar. The first pillar that I talk about is on this 12 out of these 12 is to believe. Is the word believe, believing that this is a truly amazing life and that everything is conspiring for your benefit. Like, that for me is so foundational. And so I wrote this book. I wrote my story, and I wrote this book called The Positive Thinking Secret over the course of the next few months, and I published it. And over the last year, it's had over 100,000 readers, and it's made a lot of impact
Beautiful.
In a lot of different countries throughout the world. But
Beautiful.
The essence
Beautiful.
Of that book is that story that I just shared, and the Positive Thinking Secret is literally to believe that everything is conspiring for your benefit, because when you believe that, then you can't help but being positive, because you know no matter what's hitting you in the face, no matter what's happening, whether it's pleasant or whether it's painful or whatever, you know that it's all here for your good, and it causes you to look at everything differently in your life. It causes you to look with an eye of faith and belief rather than a pessimistic or a negative view when hard things happen. And so that's the number one pillar that I would share, and it's kind of the essence of the book.
Right.
I just gave away
right.
a secret, but hey, that's okay.
Right. You know, I tell people that we are all in school, and being in school does not mean that you go sit in an academic classroom or you sign up online for a class. Each and every day when you wake up, you are in the school of life, because there is so much to be learned. You know, the only people who are not supposed to be learning are those who have already transpired and went home. But life has so many lessons to teach us. And I think the reason that a lot of people are not learning the life lessons is because they are so busy and not being effective. And I encourage people to slow down, because in your busyness, you are missing a lot of important messages. Because, Aaron, had you been that busy, you would not be here today speaking, because you would not have obeyed the insight to go seek to find an alternative doctor that would guide you to eating differently and to modify what you're eating. So what was that awakening like for you when you went to the alternative doctor?
What was that like for you? It was really kind of depressing, actually, that day, because I went home and I knew it was true. I felt that it was true. But what he told me was to do exactly opposite of what everybody else in the world is doing. For the most part, not everybody, but like from what the majority of people are eating. And it was really depressing, because I went home and I thought, I'm never going to eat donuts again, you know, waffles and like all this stuff, because he told me not to eat any wheat or dairy or sugar or, you know, lots of things that are like the main things that everybody eats. And I really like those things. I was really, you know, addicted into eating those things, and it was really, really hard actually to do that. But I was also completely broken from a physical standpoint, and knowing that I was going to do whatever he said, I was going to give it a shot. And so it was depressing that first day, but it was also empowering. And then I went and did it, and I saw the effect. And then it was completely like, thank you. It was incredibly empowering after I was able to do that. But it was also incredibly challenging, because I had to change all of my habits. And it's not easy to give up eating sugar 100%. Like, that's that was one of the hardest things I've ever done. So. But I had all this motivation.
What kind of a diet did he put you on? Not diet as in reduction, but what kind of a foods did he put you on, is a better term.
Yeah, basically, the easiest way to say it is the paleo diet. That's the closest thing to what I can say.
And what does that consist of, for those who don't know what the paleo diet is?
It's essentially organic vegetables and organic high-quality meats. And then high-quality fats like avocados and oils like coconut oils and seasonings. Mm-hmm. It's basically meat and vegetables, but organic, like really good quality meat and vegetables. And it's basically not eating like grains and sugars and processed foods and dairy, and those are the big things: sugar, dairy, wheat, and processed foods and genetically modified foods. That's essentially what I don't eat. What he told me not to eat, and then what he told me to eat is just vegetables and meats, but just high quality.
You know, I was speaking with a friend of mine. I think it was last week, and I was saying to her, "My God, we grew up in Jamaica, and we used to say how we are poor and all of that." And I said, little did we know we grew up on organic foods, because both our parents were farmers. And back then, they did not have certified organic farms or anything like that. But there was no fertilizer and things that were being used. And everything was harvested, and then to the kitchen, to the table. So everything was fresh. I said to her, do you realize that there are adults in this country who do not know what an orange tree look like, because the only place they have seen an orange is on the store shelf. They don't know what the tree look like. And I said, can you remember growing up as a child, we pick everything, the bananas, they start ripening on the bunch, and we just take one off and eat it until the rest is ripe. That's how we do that. And I look back and I said to her, we have good base, and this is why we can go through what we go through now, and we are not suffering with diseases and all of that. Because I can remember, Aaron, that not very often we had meat, so a lot of our meals consisted of peas and beans and vegetables. I remember my parents making soup from, like, we call it gungu peas, here they call it pigeon peas, and it's like 3-4 quarts of peas. So when the soup is cooked, it's thick, and you stand the spoon in it and it stands up because it is solid. So that's a lot of protein that we were getting there, you know, and everything was so fresh. And I said to her, all we need to do now is to go back to the basic like we know it, because this is not new to us.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not new. The challenge is that our food supply has changed so much, like in America specifically.
Mm-hmm.
There's not... Mm-hmm. It's not easy. Like when you grew up, it was just all around you. That was all you had, was all this organic food all around you. What we have now is it's expensive to get organic, real food. It's hard to get without like paying more, and it's not in any. It's a lot different circumstances. So for me now, I'm completely different than society. I can hardly eat at any restaurants because they don't make food the way that my doctor would recommend,
and it's better.
Yeah, so it's like I basically produce all my own food. I make all my own food. They're organic
meats
and vegetables I get from like high quality farms and different things. And it's just, it's a lot more challenging today.
I noticed now, you know, there are a lot of people who are growing their own foods now, even people that live in condominiums. Instead of doing flower pots, they are doing vegetables. And like they're hanging baskets and everything like that. They have vegetables in there. Yesterday I was privileged to visit a family, and they have even orange. They have an orange in a container that they planted. And this is what people need to do. Lucky, I don't believe in luck, but we are blessed here in the Northeast, especially in the summertime. There are a lot of locally grown foods here that you can drive around, and there are some organic farms and there are some food co-ops. But, of course, their list is so full, it's challenging to get on them. But they are farmers market, and they have quite a few of the farmers at the market that are organic, you know. But for those who cannot get the organic, if they can still just get the foods that do not have pesticides, and if they stick to the locally grown foods where they can go to the farm and purchase it and watch it being harvested, that's the safest thing, because the foods that are traveling miles and miles and hours, you don't know what they're doing to them to keep them fresh to come to you, and what they're putting on it, it's not good for human consumption, you know?
As close to nature as we can get with the normal natural foods, that's the best. I mean, that's what I've found is the healthiest stuff. It's a challenge in our country today. In fact, I've been involved with producing a movie about the paleo diet movement, the paleo movement, because that's what was so valuable to me. And I've seen we're actually co-producing a documentary on it called "We Love Paleo."
Beautiful.
Really cool. Just to kind of spread this information.
Yeah, let me check with this caller. I have a caller here online, and I feel they're calling from overseas. Caller, your numbers are 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. If you're calling on Skype, that's you. Is there something you would like to say? Hello, caller, can you hear me? Oh, well, I think this person fell asleep. I think I hear them snoring. Or they are shy to speak. Well, okay. I think if they have a headset on their subconscious will pick it up. So, Aaron, for those people who are listening now, and they don't need to wait to get a devastated illness to modify their lifestyle, what steps do you have to give them to ensure, what are some practices they can put in place to continue or to begin to live a truly amazing life? And, you know, when you speak of truly amazing, define it for you, because each and every one of us needs to define that for ourselves. How do you define living a truly amazing life?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for asking that. So I'll tell how I define it, and then I'll kind of start telling some of the practices to how to start doing that. So for me, and it comes back to this poster, the Truly Amazing Life poster, that pretty much defines to me what a truly amazing life is. And so I'll kind of read what that says. But essentially, to me, a truly amazing life is not settling for mediocre and living fully this moment.
And
take control over your life and your thoughts and everything, and just not being willing to settle for less than who we are created as divinely amazing individuals and beings. And so the poster says these are the 12 pillars. It essentially says, and this is this is what it means to live a truly amazing life. This is also how to live a truly amazing life, because these pillars are action words. They're all things that we can do regardless of our circumstances. So regardless of our circumstances, and I tested this in some pretty intensely painful circumstances, although it was hard sometimes, regardless of our circumstances, we can choose to believe that this is a truly amazing life, that everything is happening for good. Yeah. So, and then the next one, you know, we can choose to celebrate life, to help others experience joy, and to recognize that our joy is directly proportionate to the joy that we give others. We can choose, this is another pillar, we can choose to smile. Right now, anytime, wherever we are, we can choose to smile.
That's
we can think about reasons why we have to be grateful for, because there always is one. There's always dozens and hundreds of reasons we have to smile.
We have
to change our thoughts and start thinking about those things and say, look, I'm breathing. That's reason to smile.
Exactly. I woke up this morning.
Yeah. So we can choose to do that. And that's another major pillar, and it feels good. It's contagious, and smiling will literally change the world when we choose to make that decision rather than frowning and focusing on the negative. Another pillar is to enjoy every moment, every breath, every bite of food, and to recognize that every interaction and all these things are a wonderful gift. So it's enjoy the moment. Another pillar is think faithfully, because it feels good, you feel joy, and that leads to doing good. And it's essentially this pillar of you become what you think about. That thinking is the source
of
power.
Exactly.
And joy actually is the fruit of good thoughts. So if you don't feel good, change your thoughts. That's the thing that people can focus on just today. So every one of these, I've said five of the pillars so far, every one of these things are things that we can choose to do right now, today, that will lead to a truly amazing life. And for me, a truly amazing life has little to do with material possessions.
It has nothing to do with that. Exactly.
Because the more material things
you have, a lot of people keep watching the Joneses. So they will never have enough, because they're always competing with their neighbors and watching what their neighbors have and what society said they need to have. And it is never enough. So until you begin to do the inside work and find joy and happiness and create your own joy and happiness from the inside out, you are really missing it.
Exactly. It has little to do with material stuff, and it has everything to do with our heart and our choices and the choices that we decide to choose in life. So that's kind of more on the definition of what is a truly amazing life. I think a lot of people think this is an amazing life, or this is a truly amazing life. Oh, he traveled the world. He has tons of money. He has everything he wants.
Well, people can think that, and
there's none of those things listed on my truly amazing life poster, because to me, I don't see, I've had plenty of business success, and I've had lots of material stuff, and none of that was what made my life truly
amazing.
In fact, I had a successful business that I didn't talk about, this real estate business, and I was bored, and I was feeling like I was living a mediocre life, even though I had what looked from the outside to be success. And that leads to pillar, which is succeed right now. And I define success on the poster, which is actually a definition that I took from Earl Nightingale from back in the 50s, which he said, success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal. So that's my definition of success, and my choice and the way to live a truly amazing life is to choose to succeed right now, this moment, by having a worthy goal and taking one step toward it. That's it.
Exactly. You know, I oftentimes tell people, just live this moment. Don't worry about 2 hours later or half an hour later. This moment, give it your all and enjoy it. And you find out if you do that in life, you will never have regrets. Because there are many people waiting to perfect different aspect of their lives. And just yesterday I was saying to a lady, she She made some meditation recording she wanted me to listen to, and she said to me, but it's not perfect yet. I said, does not need to be perfect. You need to allow people to take advantage of them. I said, the universe will perfect it if it needs perfecting. But I said, you are called to duty. You turn up. You need to be obedient and follow through. You create it. Now you need to deliver it. And when I said that to her, I noticed her eyes began to tear up, because we do that with our lives in one way, in more than one way. We always like put the brakes on because we think that we are in charge and we want to always have the last word. And it's the last word is not ours to have. You know, we got to trust God that he will do right because we are his.
Yep.
If he see that we need molding, he's going to mold us.
Yep.
If he think that we need streaming back, he's going to do that. And sometimes, those times it really doesn't make us happy. But when you know that you are a channel through which things flow, then you allow the flow to go.
Exactly. Yeah, you allow that flow, right? Yep.
I want to remind people we only have 38 minutes remaining. So call in, for those of you who have questions, call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And my honored guest tonight is Mr. Aaron Kennard, and he is the author of Truly Amazing Life. So if you have a question, if you are struggling and you know that you deserve to live a truly amazing life, however, you find yourself stuck for years, you have been stuck in my mediocre village, I want you to call in so we can give you the combination for that lock so you can release yourself out of mediocre village, because you don't deserve to be there.
Exactly.
Your brilliance and your brightness is awaiting you, so you need to free yourself. So if you need a little help, we call in because we are here to help you. The number to do so is 646-915-8166. Aaron, with all that you have gone through, if you had to do it over again, what would you change?
I wouldn't change anything. If I had to do what over again, no, I wouldn't change a single thing. I feel like I just followed my heart, and I follow what my heart tells me to do, and I don't have any regrets. I mean, I certainly made plenty of mistakes over that time, and I guess if I were to say, I could point to 1,000 mistakes that I've made that I would not want to do again. In business, in life, like things that I've done wrong in my family.
But wouldn't you say you have learned? Have you not learned from those experiences?
Yeah.
I choose to call them experiences versus mistakes, because so long as you can learn from that, I want to welcome Navoxory to the chat.
Yeah.
I probably just mess your name up, but forgive me. If you have a question, you can type it in the box. We are speaking about living a truly amazing life. And if you want to share with us, we would love for you to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And thank you for all the bright, smiley faces. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, so, you know, Aaron, wouldn't you say you have learned tremendously from those experiences?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I wouldn't change what happened, because I believe everything happens for a reason.
Perfect.
But that doesn't mean that I tried to do things. That doesn't mean that if I were to go live again, that I would make the same choices, because now I know better. I know differently now.
But I did
the best I could with what I had at the moment, and now not.
You work with what you had.
Yeah.
You work. You know, and it's the same thing. I a lot of times you hear people blame their parents for the different things. Poor parents. Parents always get a bad rap, you know? Always. Nobody wants to take responsibility for what they did not do. It's always, if my parents had done this and if my parents had done that, you know?
That's a
shame. Exactly. And
because it's just limiting their ability to be happy.
Exactly. You know, thank you. It's Navaxor. All right. Well, thank you, Navaxor. Oh, do you have a question for my honored guests on the topic? You can type it, but I would much rather you phone in. So if you have a question, you can type it in the box. And for those who are listening, call in. I'm sure you all have questions. Unless you are all already living a truly amazing life, and for that we honor you. But if you think you need to tweak it, all right, the person said they are just listening for now, okay? Well, you know you have the microphone when you desire. If you have a question or a remark or a comment that you want to give us there. As you go out, Aaron, to share your message of living a truly amazing life, are people ready and willing to embrace it? Or are you meet on some people who they're just not having it, they don't think it's possible? What's happening out there with the people that you're encountering?
Yeah, I get both sides of that. I mean, my book on Amazon, The Positive Thinking Secret, gets 80% of majority of people who love the message, who are empowered and inspired by it. It gets 20% out of the people who hate it, who don't want to have anything to do with God, or they're like mad that I brought up my beliefs, my religious beliefs, even though I'm not pushing them in the book. That's not my whole point. They're like angry that I would even have the nerve to like talk about the word God or something. I definitely get resistance from people that just don't want to believe the same way that I believe, and that's okay. I respect and I honor their beliefs and allow them to believe whatever they want to believe. But then, yes, there's majority of people who I interact with, they deeply desire to live these principles, and they want help. They want help getting over the negativity that bombards them constantly. That's the biggest thing I hear, is people really struggling with dealing with negative thoughts. They get overwhelmed and overwhelmed by negative thoughts and all the negative influences around them. And so, yeah, I get a lot of people that are very, very eager for help on how can I live more faithfully, live more happily, consistently. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I've actually created this product that's been transformational for a lot of people, hundreds of people, since I created it, which is called 5-Minute Mental Mastery, which is basically this 30-day habit retraining system. It retrains us to think differently, and it's basically I just send out a video training, a 3 to 5 minute video training covering one topic every day for 30 days, and I really just focus on retraining the way we're thinking through various different habits. So I actually am in one of those 30-day products, one of those 30-day trainings for each of the 12 pillars. So that's kind of the way that I'm able to help people the best to really embed these habits in their life. And I'm getting great, great feedback from that. I'm really excited by it.
You know, there are a lot of people that say, oh, well, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in prayer. And the list goes on and on and on. But yet, what they do, when the police pull them over, the first person they call on is God. Yet they're saying they don't believe in God and they don't believe in prayer, you know?
Yeah.
And I always say, wait until the cop pull you over and hear the first name you call.
Standing there. Wait until you have some deadly disease and then let's talk about what are then. A lot of people tend to get humbled when they're, I mean, you look at it, what happens to people when they go to war and they're in these traumatic situations. Quite a few of those tend to turn to God in those moments when they realize they don't have control over their life.
That's right.
And when
there's something
outside of themselves that could potentially
save them. Exactly. Yes, again, I want to encourage you guys, 29 minutes remaining in this conversation. They say time go by when we are having fun. And so let's go back to your health. I want to go back to, you say you had surgery, you started working with the alternative doctor, you modify your eating habits, and what is your health now? What's your health like?
I feel really, really good. I mean, I go running or biking every day. I'm just back to normal health, really. So it's, other than I have an ostomy bag, which just because I have that organ removed, so I have a little bit of a different scenario there.
Beautiful.
But otherwise, I'm perfectly great. I feel fantastic.
Beautiful.
And I don't take any drugs. What I had was this autoimmune disease, Crohn's colitis, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's.
Yeah.
Supposedly incurable. It's supposedly chronic, according to all the medical people. And yet, for some reason now, I don't have any pain, and I don't take any medication, no anti-inflammatory, no anything, which is what all the medical community says that I should be taking. But because I've changed my lifestyle, my diet, and because I meditate and I keep my stress down and I keep myself healthy, those things have allowed me not to have to have, thankfully enough, not to have to have these pharmaceutical options. Not that they're horrible. If I needed those, you know, and they helped, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
I support that if that's helpful for people or whatever. I feel grateful that I don't have to have these those options.
Yeah,
we
just need to obey our bodies, you know. Our bodies speaks to us, and we just need to be obedient to it. I know somebody that has Crohn's colitis as well, and she's a young woman, and she ended up getting a colostomy. Let me read. Somebody wrote something here. Let me read what they say. I have to link for him to look information. Yes, we'll just stick around. He'll be giving out his information before the show closes. Liquid BioCell and its benefits order. Okay. All right. Okay. We do not do promotion in the chat room. I like your support, but please do not do any promotions in the chat room. Sorry about that. Okay? All right. All right. So, let's continue here. And you are saying it's for him, but I do not accommodate advertisement on the show unless you're a sponsor or if you are a guest on the show. All right? So he's going to give his he will give his information out on whatever conversation you would like to have. Apology accepted. When he give his information out, you can reach out to him. All right? Okay, so going back to the conversation, people who are not ill at the moment, they can, if they can modify their lifestyle, the way they're eating now, they can peak up the healing process in their bodies. I write a column for one of the papers here in town, and 2 days ago I wrote a column speaking about maintaining alkaline diet, and another one I did about growing your local organic food yourself from your deck or whatever you have. There's a very expensive garden that there's a company that sells it, and even people who are living in condominiums, they are growing their own vegetables and fruits in these gardens. And as I say, I want to welcome guest 2805 to the show. You are welcome to call in at any time. The number is 646-915-8166. And our conversation tonight is dealing with living a truly amazing life. And my honored guest is Mr. Aaron Kenyard, and he's joining us from Boulder, Colorado. So show him some love by calling in. Ask him some question, pick his brain, because, listen, this is the only time you're going to have his undivided attention. So, yeah, Aaron, I was saying that if people can be ahead of the game by choosing what they eat. I tell people, start to shop for quality, not quantity.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
And I tell them, spend three quarters of your time at the grocery store in the produce aisle. Stay out of the processed food section.
Yep.
You know, and if we do that, we are going to find out that we are adding years to our lives.
Yeah, it's just super important. I mean, food is just a hugely important thing, because we're putting all this stuff into our bodies and causing all sorts of stresses on our bodies by all this stuff that we're putting in, and we can just remove those stresses add years to our life, and also add life to our years, as they say, by living more happily now. And so food is super important, and it's also not the only stressor that causes illness and disease. I mean, there's also just the emotional stressors, like of our relationships, are actually probably equally as damaging or helpful to our health, is if we are living in, you know, stressful, tumultuous relationships with others, anger and hate and that kind of thing, that can be just as damaging actually to our body as poor food. Interestingly enough, I mean,
it surprises me when people say, "Oh, but I can't buy organic or I can't buy whole food; it is too expensive." And I say, "When was the last time you checked the price of your prescription?" You know, the drug, the pharmaceutical, is more expensive than the whole foods you would buy. You know,
is set up to where people have that on insurance, and so the insurance pays for that, and so it's kind of messed up that way. Where
yes. But people have to advocate for themselves. You know, earlier on today I had lunch with a woman, and I was telling her, I said, you know, there's a certain store in town, and I say I watch for when they have avocado on sale. And I said to her, did you know that you can freeze avocado? And she said, no. I said to her, because I use it in my drink, so I don't always have to have it fresh. I say, once it's ripe, I slice it and I put the wax paper in the container. So it's like I'm making a casserole, because I put a layer of wax paper, a layer of avocado, and then I pack it like that. This way the avocados aren't sticking to each other, you know? So when I'm ready to make my drink, I just take off, if I want, one or two slices to add with my kale or my spinach or whatever it is I'm making. And a lot of my friends, they look on what I'm eating and drinking, and they say, oh, that is so green, or this is so that, and that is so the other. And I said, you know something, I'm not going to be popping pills. So if it means that I drink and eat kale and spinach and all the stuff that I have to do, I'm fine with that. it's not new to me. I said, I was born and raised a farmer's daughter. I know I just appreciate my childhood more now because I realize that the base that my parents gave me, where food is concerned, is what is keeping me afloat now. So I'm excited about that. Aaron, we have 19 minutes remaining. If call comes in, we'll take them. But I want to give you an opportunity to summarize and wrap up the dialogue for today. Just if you want to highlight the key points you want to leave the listeners with, and at the end of that summary, if you would tell them how to get in touch with you, please, I would appreciate that.
Sure. Let's see, the summary. Yeah, just trying to rip my head around it. We talked around six of the pillars. I didn't really mention some of the other ones. I'll kind of briefly summarize those to wrap up, and then and those other ones are to remember who you are. That's a key one of the pillars. To empower others by asking them why, allowing the truth to set them free. To give yourself away. To share your gifts freely with the world. To grow. Constantly, because if you're not growing, you're dying. And the final the final pillar there would be love, loving unconditionally, showing compassion. And anyway, so that's just kind of to wrap up what those 12 pillars are for me to wrap up everything that I've talked about, everything that I've learned, and what I could do to help people, what I would recommend people do in order to start living a truly amazing life is to establish the habit of affirming the truth daily to yourself that everything is conspiring for your benefit. That's what I would leave people with. That tends to be the thing that has been the most transformational for the people I've worked with so far, is to install that belief in their life. And the way that I teach people to do that in this 30-day system that I teach people with, but people can go and do that on their own right now. You don't need any system outside of yourself to do this. Like I just tell you right now how to do it is every morning and every night and in the middle of the day, like at least three times per day, repeat the words, everything is conspiring for my benefit, and sit with that and repeat the words, this is a truly amazing life. If you repeat those things at three various times during the day, like setting an alarm for yourself so that you remember, and take time during that to actually feel it and think about it and actually kind of sit with those thoughts. And as you have things come up in the day that may be hard, tell yourself, you know what, everything is conspiring for my benefit. And just kind of sit with those thoughts. If you do that every day for 30 days, I believe it'll transform your life. You'll be living a different way. Your thoughts will be directed to a more faithful place. You'll be in a place where you'll feel empowered because you'll be looking at the whole world differently. And so that's the main thing that I would leave people with, is that invitation to go and install that belief into your life and test it out and see how it works. See what it does to change your perspective and empower you, because it's a different truth that you can choose to live. You can choose to view the world as conspiring for you. You can choose to see the universe and God, whatever your beliefs are, you can choose to see that as conspiring for your benefit rather than conspiring against you. And when you do choose to look at it that way, and you make a habit of looking at it that way by literally doing this, you know, consistently every day for a month, if you do that, it just changes your whole world, because your world is created by your thoughts and it's created by you. Your perceptions and everything that happens in your life is created by the way that you direct your powerful instrument of your mind and your brain and everything. So that's what I would leave people with, is that encouragement, that invitation to take the reins of your life and make the choice to believe positively by believing that one statement, everything is conspiring for your benefit.
I want to just interject here too. It sounds easy, and it is, but if you are not disciplined, what I want to encourage you to do, get a buddy, and the two of you holding each other accountable for these 30 days.
Exactly.
And then after you two are finished, adopt two more people And this way it snowballs, and before you know it, you are going to have the independence of doing it all for yourself. Because it is scary when you haven't done it, and people are so afraid of change. But I find out when something is new, if you have somebody that holds you accountable with love, unconditional love, you yeah. all will come out a winner.
That
so
is such
just a little insight. Sorry.
No, I love that. Thank you for bringing that up. And that's, I think what you said right there is why the system that I created, 5-Minute Mental Mastery, I think that's why it's so impactful, is because I am there with you every day, holding you accountable and in love. Like I'm there with the person, and they can reply to emails, and I reply back, and I'm like, I'm that buddy for people. I think that's why it's so powerful. But you don't need me. You can do that with anybody. I mean, that's
exactly.
So I like how
get
you brought that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a buddy. I think that's super impactful.
Yes. Tell people where all the places to find you. And
yeah, so you can
say it slowly for them so they can write it down.
Yeah. You can just go to trulyamazinglife.com. That's the main place to find me and everything that I'm up to and everything that I've got going on. My name's Aaron Kennard, and you can literally just find everything about me at trulyamazinglife. That's T-R-U-L-Y, amazinglife.com. So that's the best thing to do. I mean, when you go to that website, there's different resources. You can click, you can find a link to the book that I have mentioned a couple of times, The Positive Thinking Secret. You can find a link to my podcast, which is where I interview people like Daphne and other super inspiring people that are living these principles so that you can learn more from them. I do an interview every week or so on that podcast. You can find that link on trulyamazinglife.com, and you can find access to that system that I created, that 5-Minute Mental Mastery system right there. You can find a link to that. And I've got actually the next one launching and at the beginning of this month coming up on the topic of remembering who we are. That's the habit that we're going over for the next 30 days starting in June within that community that I've created. And so we've created this worldwide community of life lovers called the Truly Amazing Life Family. And that's we go over these habits together as a group each month, a different one of these pillars. But yeah, everything about me, and you can learn about what I've got going on in the Truly Amazing Life family and the movement, is over at trulyamazinglife.com.
Okay. Yes, so we have 12 minutes remaining. They'll be saying that you're sorry once we get off because you were too shy to ask your question. And okay, thank you. Someone from the chat room, Navoxor from the chat room says, great show. Thank you very much. I know it's the first I've seen you here in the chat. I hope you come back so we can learn more about what it is that you are about as well. But we have approximately 12 minutes remaining. If anybody on the phone lines, you have a pressing question, don't get off the phone line without your question being answered. So call in. We like to give people an opportunity to ask their questions. Aaron, I want to thank you. I hope that this was time well spent for you. I know that the information that you have imparted to my listeners will certainly be adding value to their lives. I want to encourage you on the path that you're on, and that your continued success will begin to multiply and snowball in every area of what you are doing. And may you continue to live a truly, truly amazing life.
Thank you, and likewise, I appreciate what you're doing, your mission, your passion, and yeah, it's absolutely valuable time. Anytime I can get together and discuss these principles and share that with other people is valuable. Even if just one person is able to be blessed or benefited, I'm really glad to be a part of that, because that's why I'm here.
Yeah, you know, that's my phenomenal too. You know, I said, listen, it's okay to impact 100, 3,000, But if I can just do one, and that one is generous enough to pass it on to one more, the job is done, you know, because there are many people who are sitting around waiting to have the 10,000 to impact. Work with what you have. Start where you are.
Exactly.
And before long, you are going to be standing before kings and queens and 3 million and all of that, you know?
Yeah.
So I want to thank those who are listening on the internet, on their smartphone, iPod, whatever way, those in the chat room and those on the telephone. I want to thank that caller who seems to be an overseas caller, but I guess they just wanted to listen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, you can share the link with whomever you want to share so that they too can learn the steps to living a truly, truly amazing life. And Aaron, again, I thank you, and may you enjoy a amazing Memorial Day tomorrow with the family.
Yeah, likewise. You too. I hope you enjoy yours as well. Thanks so much for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure.
It was a pleasure, and I will be talking. I will be talking with you real soon, Aaron.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you, Daphne.
You're very welcome, very welcome. So that was my honored guest, colleague and friend, Mr. Aaron Kennard, who had joined us from Boulder, Colorado. And remember to check him out, trulyamazinglife.com. He says you'll see everything about him there. So reach out to him and, you know, pick his brains. I am always disappointed when you guys don't call in, but as you always say, everything that you need to hear, you are hearing it, so you don't call in. So that it's all good. And listen, download the show, share it, because people need to know. We need to take care of our bodies and just enjoy our lives, and we can do that. So I want to encourage you to do that. I'm sure that there's something that he said today that you can practice in your life. I know, I think it was maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I started eating drastically different, and oh my heavens, has it made a difference in my life? It has made such a difference in my life. So I'm here to tell you, you know, cooking is an art. And if you just make sure you go to your local farmer's market and stock up on the things that that you can freeze. There are a lot of things that you can freeze. And, you know, you invest in a good blender or a mixer, so you can start to eat your whole foods raw. You are going to find out that it makes such a difference. I'm not a dietitian in any way, but I'm just sharing with you the things that has been transforming my life and turning my life around. Again, I want to encourage you guys to help us out with the breakfast feeding program at gofundme.com/1, the letter G, the number 4, the letter M, and the numbers 3 and 8. For every $5 that you donate to our nonprofit, it will help us to feed 3 children hot breakfast each morning. So please go to GoFundMe.com and support the Carmel School Breakfast Feeding Program. That is my former elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies. And I'm looking to provide breakfast for the children. So please, if you have $2, find three friends that have a dollar, and together you all can donate $5. Because remember, $5 will provide a hot breakfast for each one. Be safe on this Memorial Day. Enjoy your families and continue to say a prayers for our men and women in the military who are serving to protect us so that we can enjoy freedom. And for those of you who will be celebrating, please be safe. And I love each and every one of you. I also want to remind you to follow your destiny. And in order for you to be around to deliver that destiny that you were called to do, it means that you need to live a truly amazing life. This is Dynamic Daphne saying so long. And I love each and every one of you. And guess what? There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that you can do about it. Thank you, Navaxor. I look forward to seeing you again.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this.
Thank you for showing me
and directing me.
Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me,
hallelujah,
and directing me, speak to it, my destiny, come on, you declare it to the Lord, thank you, Jesus, I speak purpose tonight, hallelujah, you will open that business, and direct it, hallelujah, to my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful.
almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know. To the Lord tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. Hallelujah, I know what I'm here for. Yes, he's a mighty God, he's a great God, he's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him, begin to praise him, begin to thank him, begin to praise him, begin to thank him.